basketball to get back on the rails and become a competitive unit within the Big Ten and college basketball. And I'm going to tell you exactly what they are and why. It's really important. And watching UConn last night and watching Purdue last night, you got kind of a glimpse of what you need to be able to do in order to be competitive in college basketball. You want to win the Big Ten, you got to do some things. Analytics are not going to get you all the way there, even most of the way there. There are things you need to do shy of analytics, but you also need to accommodate analytics, and we're going to keep the analytics really, really simple. For all the dolts out there, like me, who did not major in math, did not take M215 at Indiana University because what? Like the slope-intercept formula, I kind of get, but theorems? Thanks. No. So we're going to keep it really, really simple. And we're going to talk about the portal. We're going to talk about what Indiana could do in the portal, how Indiana could use the portal in order to get to where they want to go. We're also going to talk about the Colts. Julian Blackman, he spoke to the media today. It was all right. It wasn't terribly interesting. It wasn't, like, obviously, he was asked about why back in Indianapolis. He said, because here's where I started. Well, that's not it. It's because the Colts offered the most money. Other teams are like, well, you know what? You can't stay healthy. So why don't you sign a one-year contract someplace? We'll talk after that year if you can play all 17 games. He basically said that. That's Julian Blackman. That's anybody who's a professional football player. These guys are making their money. That's what they're doing. And Julian Blackman is going to make money for this coming season on a one-year deal. And hopefully that turns into a multiple-year deal after he plays 17 games. Because when he plays, he's really good. Pacers, they're at Toronto tonight. They got 3 games left in the regular season, and they need to win them all. If they win them all, they could wind up being the 3rd seed in the Eastern Conference. And as the 3rd seed in the Eastern Conference with the Bucks, the 2 seed, you got to feel pretty good about your chances to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Am I right? Yeah, I'm right. So win tonight, win Friday against the Cavs, win Sunday afternoon at Cambridge Fieldhouse in the season finale against the Hawks. Ding, ding, ding. Let's go and be the 3rd seed. If you can't be the 3rd, don't be the 4th or the 5th. If you win out, the least you're going to be is the 5th because you're going to win the season series over the Cavaliers and you're going to elevate yourself past them no matter what they do over their final games. All right, and Indiana State. You know what? The guys at Indiana State, they may as well rent a 12-passenger bus, pull it up to the Holman Center, load up, and head west to St. Louis, because that's where everybody's going. Josh Schertz went to St. Louis. Now Rob Yavala and all the guys, they're going to pile into a van, drive 2 hours west, and enjoy the fruits of their labor in the Atlantic 10, playing for the Billikens and Josh Schertz there. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie's awesome. You go to MyBookie, you use the promo code Kent, and you're eligible for up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus. That's winning before you even play. MyBookie, bet the props, bet the games, money line, spreads, 5 points, whatever you want to do, do it at MyBookie. And again, promo code Kent is what you need to enter to activate what could be a $1,000 sign-up bonus. All right. Giving away our lads draft guides. We're still doing that. Keep entering. Send a DM and with your email address. That's all he needs, your email address. And go ahead and subscribe. Subscribers are eligible for all giveaways, so make sure and subscribe. Make sure and like this video. I like every video I watch. It's a polite thing to do. It's the way you kind of give back in the YouTube community. Very, very nice of people who do that. Ding! And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. You make a donation, include a comment or a question, bam, we are talking about it. Let's talk about the Indiana Hoosiers. Because we just finished watching an NCAA tournament in which they did not participate. That should never happen, ever. How can it not happen? How can Mike Woodson fix the problems that exist within Indiana basketball? Number one, you got to play with consistent field like a hot knife through butter. You saw it with Purdue, who did the same thing until they ran into a better version of themselves in the UConn Huskies. This is what you do. You, for 40 minutes, you pony up. You play really, really hard. And Indiana did not do that once this past season. They'd play well for 10, 12 minutes at a time, but never for 40 minutes. Never made it a possession-by-possession grind, and that's how you win in college basketball. You must be accountable for consistency, which means the players must be held accountable for consistency. There have got to be consequences by those in the way of that consistency. Monetary consequences, cool. Call the buffoons who run the NIL collective. Not buffoons, you know what I mean. Run the guys. They think they run things at Indiana University, these people. Maybe they can start withholding money. You know what? You played like crap this past game. You think you're going to get another $50,000 out of us? You're out of your mind. Walk to work, pal. Maybe that happens. That car you like? Give me the keys. Keys, let's go. Maybe you hold people accountable like that, or maybe you just park their ass on the bench, which it seems Mike Woodson has always been really reluctant to do. Not with guys like Caleb Banks. Anybody can sit a guy like Caleb Banks. You know, you're not going to get penalized for that. But so, like Malik Renew commits that second foul. First foul, he commits on defense. Then going after a rebound, he goes over somebody's back on the next possession. And all of a sudden, you got two fouls in the first half. You got to sit down, right, because of the fouls. Maybe a couple of games parked next to Mike Woodson would change that behavior. I don't know. Make it difficult. Make it painful for these guys to screw up. Make it painful for them to play less than hard. Do that. And then you've got a chance to pivot this thing and get it on the right track, because this team is talented enough as it stands right now, going seven deep. This team is talented enough to win basketball games. Whatever you get after this from the portal, that's gravy. This team can win if it balls out for 40 minutes at a time, which has never been the case for a Mike Woodson team. You got to adjust the offense. All right, we don't talk a lot about X's and O's here, but you saw it last night, and you saw the need to hit threes last night. Purdue went 1 of 7 hitting threes. Why? Because UConn took away their ability to take threes, and Purdue didn't adjust well enough to get threes up, get guys open for looks at a three. Indiana needs to find a way to do that, because here's the thing. Here's where we get into the math, all right? You ready for the math lesson? Three is more than two. What by one? It's a three-point field goal is 50% more valuable than a two-point field goal. That's math. You put the three over the denominator of two, and you learn that the three halves is one half bigger than the two halves, which would be the whole of a two-point field goal. That's our math lesson for today. And I hope, between cigars and glasses of wine, Mike Woodson's listening. Because that's math. And that's basketball in this day and age. Here are the statistics, all right? And again, like, analytics don't fix this thing. This is about effort, and it's about smarts. That's what this is about. However, threes have got to be created, shot, and made. They ranked 351st, Indiana did, in three-point attempts per field goal attempts. 351st. There are 362 teams. That's all. Only finished ahead of 11. They were 255th in three-point percentage at 32.4. Point distribution, 355th. Three-pointers of their total point total. So, and it was like 20.9%. That's terrible. That doesn't work. You can't win that way. You can't beat a team that's really, really efficient, knocking down twos, getting the ball in deep. Zach Edey comes to mind. Klingon comes to mind, right? You've got guys who can put the ball in the bucket better than the guys you got putting the ball in the bucket. You got to have three-point shooters to open up space for the guy in the middle to be able to operate. And you've got to have a guy in the middle who opens up space for the guys beyond the arc to operate. That's basketball. Like I said, three's one more than two. I can't say that enough. Like that's the most true thing ever. IU led the Big Ten in two-point percentage, but was ahead of only Ohio State, Rutgers, and Maryland in three-point percentage. And they were last in free throw percentage by 3.6% at 63%, meaning that the 13th ranked team in free throw percentage was at 66.6%. That's ridiculous. And Iowa was over 80%. You got to be able to shoot the basketball. If you can't shoot, you can't play. Third graders know this. Indiana seems to just blithely deny that that's the fact in basketball. Analytics will not fix Indiana's issues, and youth as an excuse is over. You've got 2 5-year guys in Galloway and Leal. You got Renew back for his junior year. You got Mbako back for his sophomore year. Cup sophomore year. Newton, who we haven't seen play yet, he's going to be a sophomore. Tucker's going to be a freshman. And then you're going to add transfers. But these transfers, you can't just add guys, which is what they did last year. Ware, an exception. Ware was really pretty good. Ware was okay. You can win with Khalil Ware. But Anthony Walker? No. Peyton Sparks? No. And Xavier Johnson? No. The transfer portal has not really been kind to Indiana. Indiana needs to find guys through the transfer portal who fit a culture. That's what they've got to find. But in order to find people who fit the culture, you have to establish and define the culture. And that culture needs to be one of hard work. People look at Danny Hurley and they say he's crazy. Do you know what? Crazy works. There's a reason why he's won 2 NCAA tournaments in a row. There's a reason why Bob Knight won 3. Because crazy is good in college basketball. You need crazy. You don't need stoic. You need nuts. A guy who 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is thinking about how the hell are we going to beat Purdue? And if you don't have that guy thinking about this stuff 168 hours a week, you're never going to get there. And so what Indiana really needs is for Mike Woodson to start investing in this program 168 hours a week and putting together a game plan that benefits from three-point shots instead of shunning it, and going out and getting people who fit a culture of excellence and consistent effort. How hard is this? I mean, for God's sake, this works in business all the time. How do business people? You got the Kelly School of Business. I saw a billboard in Bloomington today. We give birth to CEOs or something like that. We birth CEOs. All right. Bring some CEOs back and say, hey, how do you put this together? What kind of an attitude do we have? We've got to be, the first word they're going to use, we got to be relentless and consistent in our relentlessness. That's how you succeed in any business. Indiana, not relentless. And Scott Tholson needs to hold Mike Woodson accountable to that standard or all is lost. Indiana State transfers, they might as well save some cash, rent a 12-passenger van. They're all, it's Larry, it's Swope, it's Conwell, it's Kent, it's Avila. They're on their way in all likelihood. They've all gone into the portal, and it is likely that they're going to go play for Josh Schertz as he takes the reins of that St. Louis Billiken program just 2 hours away from Terre Haute. Straight shot, easy on I-70. Nice campus. I think they'll enjoy St. Louis. Are they going to be able to win in a way that nobody has since Rick Majerus and Jim Cruz and Jim Weitzel were down there figuring out how to put together one of the badassest defenses in the history of college basketball? We shall see. Julian Blackman spoke to the media today. Yes. Julian Blackman, other teams were like, hey, know what? We'll offer you a one-year deal. Nobody wanted to go beyond 1 year. And Julian Blackman said the safety market is like the running back market was last year. You know what? It's also that Julian Blackman has not been able to stay healthy for a season. And he's got to be able to do that. And it needs to be this coming season. I hope he does. He's a really good guy. He's a terrific athlete. He is a hard-nosed football player who sticks his nose in and makes great plays on the ball. I like Julian Blackman a lot. If he can stay on the field, he's got a chance to elevate this defense to a place that they were incapable of going late in the season once Julian Blackman hurt his shoulder. Pacers tonight in Toronto, 7 o'clock on Bally. Then they're at the Cavs on Friday night. Then they finish a regular season against the Hawks at Cambridge Fieldhouse. They need to win all three. Get to 48 wins, and you get a hell of a shot at the 3 seed in the East. And if you get the 3 seed in the East, I think the Pacers can beat the Bucks. I think that they can win that first-round series, win the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Bucks, and then take on the Celtics, where, sadly, it would stand to reason they're going to meet their demise. But that would be a huge step in the right direction for a team that needs to take some postseason steps in the right direction. Tomorrow morning, breakfast with Kent. It's Bedlam. We'll spend a lot of time over the next 16 days talking about the NFL draft. And that starts tomorrow morning. Talk about Indiana basketball a little bit, too. And you're right. You know, I got a comment today where a guy, he DM'd me on X. And he said, look, I listen to you because I care about Indiana basketball. And the first time I listened to you, you said, I don't talk about Purdue because I went to Indiana. And I care about Indiana basketball, so deal with it. Damn right. It's over. The run's over. Now we get back to business.